Welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast.
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 Your source for the truth in health and fitness. Now here are your podcast personal trainers, Jan and Tyler.
Hello and welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast. Today, Monday, December the 7th? I'm Keon.
And I'm Tyler.
We are your podcast personal trainers for today.
That we are.
Tyler, how has your day been?
My day's been pretty good. How's yours?
Fantastic. If you guys are listening on Friday's podcast, Tyler and I had a little rant going on.
We were a little upset with each other. Or I was upset with Keon.
Right, and rightfully so. If you remember, a couple weeks ago, Tyler went to Disneyland without inviting me.
And I don't know if I made it as
explicitly clear.
Clear that it was a double date that I was invited to.
Yes.
Through my girlfriend and her roommate. So I opted not to invite Keon because I myself was invited to it.
Right. So, long story short, my parents invited me to go to a trip to Costa Rica for a week.
Who really are also kind of my parents.
Right. And so they said, oh, bring someone along. I was like, Tyler hates traveling places, which is true.
Which is true.
Because he hates new people.
I do.
And so I invited Anna, one of my friends. She was on the podcast a while back. Our first and only guest up to this point.
Yes.
And Tyler got very angry with me.
Got very upset.
Lo and behold, today we had another couple availability going. So Tyler and his girlfriend, Dee.
Tyler and my girlfriend are going to be going as well. Yeah, look forward to pictures.
Say that sentence again. Tyler and my girlfriend are going to be going as well. You said that.
Yeah, I said that.
Say it again. Tyler and my girlfriend are going to be going as well.
Yeah, I talked about myself in the third person.
Okay, just making sure you knew.
Yeah, that's fine.
So, it's going to be a lot of fun. We won't be going until February. But now Tyler and I have a body goal set.
Yes.
For February the 6th. So that's going to put a little pressure on our workouts and all that, which is actually a good thing because I haven't had pressure.
I haven't had much pressure either.
In a while.
And I think it's quite doable.
It really is.
February 6th would be the leave. That would be 2 months from literally today. Two months from today.
Yeah, because we're recording this on the 5th or the 4th. So.
Okay. Let's talk about this for 10 seconds.
Okay.
Since today's the minutes, I feel like we can kind of just rant on whatever we really
I'm
going to
write this out.
Yeah, let's write this out.
So we have what?
You're gonna pull, once again, pulling back the curtain, you're going to be able to figure out how Keon and I work out our schedules.
Yeah, this is actually going to be kind of cool for you.
Yeah, this should be good. And you listen to this again, do it yourself, and whatnot. Okay,
okay
so we got 2 months.
So it's, we got...
it looks like 1 week, 2, 3, 4...
Got 1, 2, 3, 4,
5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Because it leaves on the Friday, on that Saturday?
Yep, we leave here.
So we got nine.
10 weeks. Nine weeks.
We got nine weeks. Okay, so we now need to make a 9 week plan.
Right. So, for you out there who have like a vacation, anniversary,
10 year reunion.
I'm just finishing, or I just started a new phase on my workout programs. I'm canceling that phase because it was a bulking phase to get to a trimming phase because I only have 9 weeks to trim down. That's not a lot of time.
No.
So I like to break it. I'm going to break mine into 3 week programs.
I think you and I are on the same page. That was how I was, because split it in half, that'd be, you got nine just splits up easy in three. So three. Like,
right. All right. Let's talk, I guess, about our weightlifting first, and then we'll go into nutrition. Does that make sense for you?
Yeah, that works.
All right, so what is the first block? We'll call it 1, 2, and 3, just to make it easier. Block 1, block 2, and block 3. So what are you going to do in block 1? Just as an example for our listeners.
Block 1, I could go either way. I could either bulk up first, then slim down. Or I could slim down, then kind of bulk up a little bit. Since I'm working out mainly with another person,
And his goal is to drop weight.
His goal is to drop weight too. Let's go with slim down first.
That is mine as well. My goal, I'm just gonna go for an overall trimming down. I'm not even gonna try and bulk up in this phase in this period at all. Okay. Because for me, I mean, we're gonna be on the beach a lot. I mean, it doesn't really matter how bulky you are on the beach. Like, I want to just look damn sexy.
I think you and I throw down a challenge right now between you and I.
Okay.
Six pack.
Oh. See, I'm so hairy.
But you can still see it.
Yeah.
Or at least,
you should come into the club and I'll do your body fat percentage so we actually have a good...
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. We should do that.
Okay.
Six pack. Because I always get, like, close or, like, I enjoy it enough and then it's like, I don't care. So I give up.
All right, okay. So the overall goal of these 3 weeks or of these three blocks is to slim down.
Slim down.
All right, so what's the focus going to be for the first block? I mean, for you, I'm going to do power for the first couple weeks and just do high intensity power sets, 3 times a week, and then high intensity cardio 4 times a week. That make sense?
So you're not taking a rest day?
Well, I'll probably do one of those intensity cardio days as a slow long distance. But yeah, I'm not gonna take a rest day during the first period. And then the second period, I'm gonna take a little bit slower. And then the third period, I'm gonna kick into high gear.
Yeah.
So this is gonna be like intermediate. I'm gonna do like power cleans, whatever, on my weights day, total body stuff. And then Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, high intensity, just sprints, blah blah blah. You know, whatever Pilates as well on those days. And Sunday will probably be, this is just off the top of my head, so Sunday will probably be a recovery day / long distance run.
Okay. I think I'm going to go, because I do want to bulk up still. Like, I don't want to drop too much.
Well, Tyler, you and I weigh around, what, how much do you weigh right now?
210.
I weigh about 210 as well. So, I mean, you and I could feasibly drop to 185, 190. And still be good.
Yeah, 190 is like my target weight. Yeah.
So if you and I lose, I mean, and within those three, I mean, you can lose, what, 2 pounds a week? So we can lose up to 18 pounds. So we can be at 190 in this time period easily. Like that, and that's being, I mean.
That's not even
that's being kind of intense, conservative. Yeah.
Like you and I could do.
Right.
Okay, yeah, I think that's fine.
So we'll weight, 190.
Yeah, weight 190 for both of us.
My body fat. Because I'm at 113, right? Or I'm at 13% body fat right now.
Okay.
Just below. So if I can make it to 10, 9%, I'll be happy.
Yeah. We'll go see what mine is. My goal is to hit 10. 10 or 9 as well.
Yeah.
And it'll be interesting also because you and I have roughly the same like bone structure.
Frame, yeah.
But we carry our muscle differently.
Oh, it's very true.
So it'll be interesting to get at the same weight and then at the same body fat and almost show people, hey,
you can look so different.
Look at the complete difference in these two.
Because when the guy was taking my buddy Andy, he was taking my body fat, couldn't get barely a pinch off my thighs. Because I do a lot of squats and whatever. You measure it right about here. So you can barely get anything there. I mean,
yeah.
But I mean, then you also do chest and we do there. So obviously, there, you do right near the belly button as well. So you get to take 3 pinches. This is for men. And obviously for me, well, not obviously for me, you guys don't know me as well as I know myself. The place I had the biggest millimeter measurement was at the abdominal region.
And I think a lot of people hold it there.
Yeah.
There, and the women do hold a lot of it in their buttocks area as well.
Yeah. All right. Okay. So... we both have kind of the same goals. We want to slim down. Our goal weight is around 190, and our goal body fat percentage is 9 or 10%.
Yeah, I think I'm going to.
Yeah. So what differences might we have?
I think I'm gonna do more because I'm not a fan of cardio. Like I just have a hard time doing cardio days.
Uh huh.
I feel like I need to actually work out, like lift weights. So I think I'm going to do almost a full body.
Uh huh.
Combo, I'll work out all the fine details and stuff like that through it. But within it, do it as cardio or insert circuits with okay. jump rope within okay. it. So, like, you know, do a set of this, do a set of this, do a set of this, jump rope, rest for a set. Do a set of this, do a set of this, do a set of this, jump rope,
okay.
rest.
So, yeah, almost kind like rounds
a,
kind of
yeah,
thing.
Do,
yeah,
I'm going to go into the round boxing
okay.
concept,
so,
I
so
think.
Week, the first block is going to be mostly boxing style. Like, well, high, let's say circuits, right?
Yeah, I think, well, I think that that will work out good for me throughout the whole thing, is
okay.
doing a circuit with boxing, the jump rope.
Okay.
Because it's kind of, once you start getting into this, people, into the working out, you kind of find out what works for you well. Jumping rope, for me, like, A, it's almost zen-like.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just get into my happy place, and I can zone out and do it.
Right.
Also, I feel more productive. I can push myself harder in it, and I find that it's less, oh, I can take this easy.
Right.
You know, if I'm on the elliptical or I'm running, it's like, oh, I just have to press this button.
And I stop.
And I stop. Where jump rope, it's kind of that, I have to keep this motion going. And it's even a consistent dun, 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 dun is
mm-hmm.
better than, or even just a dun, 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 or you stop. Like, there's
right.
only like four there's ways that you can really be jump roping a pace at, or else you're like
yeah.
sprinting it and it's weird. So we're on ellipticals and stuff like that. I feel like, okay, this hour and a half that I was on this was really not productive.
One, I think along the same lines of that, that's why I really have in the past few months have really enjoyed going out and actually running on tracks and all that, or not tracks, but on trails. Because if on a track, you can just give up. On a trail, you actually, once you're out there, you gotta get your ass back.
You have to, yeah.
Otherwise you're done. So you have to do it. I like that. Almost requirement, you know?
Yeah. Put in mine as well, I'll do a swim day.
Ooh, swim day.
Swim day because we're going to Costa Rica. We're going to a resort. There's going to be swimming.
Yes.
I might as well at least get my swim up.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll
Since
probably
that
do...
was kind of a niche of mine at one time.
Yeah. I'll probably incorporate some. Because I'm still hoping to get the triathlon in. So.
When is the triathlon?
July. So
okay.
I should actually probably register pretty soon.
Yeah.
Okay, so we got the first block done. So for me, I'm going to do 3 days of power, like just total body, kick my ass, probably 45-minute workouts, end with some cardio, and then do 4 days of cardio, like probably the first half high intensity, last half low intensity, with 1 or 2 days of slow intensity. For you, you're going to do circuit training.
Circuit training, full body.
Full body with jump rope.
With some boxing intermixed.
And then you're going to have a swim, boxing and jump rope intermixed, and then have a swim day.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, so after those 3 weeks are done, Tyler, you're going to stick to circuit training, right?
I'm going to stick to circuit training throughout the whole thing.
Okay. How are you going to change between week three, block one and block two?
I'm going to do probably more of a weight cardio day, because I feel by then... Because I'm a mental worker-outer,
uh-huh.
so if I'm not in the mood, I don't do it. And so by then, I feel like I'll be enjoying swimming or enjoying boxing, because the first month's always the hardest for me. So I think I'll be able to split up like a 3-3 or like a 3-2 and doing like 3 days of lifting and then 2 days of just cardio.
Okay.
With, you know, some light cardio on the lifting days. Because I've got to hit the cardio hard.
Yeah. Okay.
So I think I'm going to do, like, probably, do I want to do a body split? I could. Do, like, shoulders, legs one day, chest, back another, and then arms and shoulder another. Or did I already say shoulder twice?
I don't know.
Do something of that nature. Or I could do push-pull, 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 but that doesn't work. What are you going
to
do?
I'm going to go, I'm still sticking to total body, but I'll probably switch to, I might go to upper body, upper lower split, possibly. When I was working at Oaks Christian High School, we had a day of TV arms, right?
TV arms?
TV arms.
T and then V as in,
as
like
in
Victor.
As in television.
Okay.
Television arms. And what the goal of the day was just to bulk up your TV muscles, right?
Your showy muscles.
Your show muscles. And this is, I mean, that's all this is about. We're working our periphery muscles.
Oh, we're doing this purely to have sexy photos.
Exactly. So that's the goal out of this one, out of TV arms. So I'll probably go between TV arms and high intensity leg day.
Okay.
My
question, though, for you is then, the third week, what are you going to do?
Third week is going to be all high intensity interval training, rounds, boot camp style workouts, like low weights, high intensity. Like, I'll probably take your punching bag outside and do like a rugby workout with that. Like, seriously, like just power slam it, run with it overhead, power slam it, jump rope, pick it up, run with, you know, like do just as
do crazy
intense
stuff
as I can get 3 to 4 days a week.
See, because I was going to go third week, do TV stuff, since we're going to use the TV slam.
Uh-huh.
Doing the, because that's the right before.
Right.
I feel like I can pit with,
right,
I can tweak my workout to be just, you know, it's kind of that, okay, after the 6 weeks of doing high intensity cardio and then doing kind of a split with some cardio,
uh-huh,
I now have a base, a nice form, kind of, I can see how my body's shaping,
right.
I've dropped, you know, some weight. So now I can pinpoint kind of the areas for the next 3 weeks I want to target.
Okay.
We're doing, you know, the rugby stuff. Yeah, that all targets areas, but uh-huh, I don't know if I can specificate.
Specifically?
Yeah, if I can pinpoint the parts I want.
Okay. Well, I was going to do probably half an hour of that and then come in and do TV arms or whatever at the end.
Yeah.
It really depends on, I mean, how the first 2 weeks, how my body responds to the first two blocks. Because if I dropped all the weight I wanted to in the first 2 weeks, then I won't have to go as intense in the third,
yeah,
block. So it's going to depend, but I'm
the
thinking,
the third block is kind of that mystery card.
Exactly. Because, and also, I mean, the diet for that one's going to be really pinpoint. There's going to be a lot of protein shakes and a lot of greens.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to, I'm going through our fridge today and getting rid of everything I don't want, like, right now.
Yeah.
Just doing it.
Let's just knock this out.
Yeah, because, I mean, this is like a, you know, this is a rare occasion that we go
together on a trip like this,
yeah,
let alone to a nice destination like this.
Right.
And we even tried to do this in Hawaii, but it was Christmas, so we said screw it.
Right.
When we went to the last time.
Right. Yeah, I think this time, though, we can really
knock
it
out.
Yeah.
Because we're both looking forward to it. Not saying,
yeah,
that I wasn't looking forward to Hawaii. If there's people that listen to this that might be related to me, hi, Mom.
Right.
But it was, you know, I'm not going with my girlfriend. And I'm not going with, like...
You weren't going with
I wasn't
girlfriend.
Going with my girlfriend to Hawaii. I was going with Keon, and we were going to just drink and
right,
have fun
out.
And not really care
right.
about girls. So it's not
right.
an issue.
Right. So this should be fun.
And I get to buy new board shorts.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to wait till...
Oh, I'm going to wait till week three.
Yeah,
we're going to go like the day before and buy them.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So I think, well, so we're going to leave week three up in the air right
week
now.
Week three, I think, is going to be, yeah,
okay.
up in the air.
But I'm going to write down HIIT for me, which
put,
is high-intensity interval training slash rugby.
Put Tyler's just going to get sexy down.
Sexy.
Yeah. Just Tyler's sexy.
All right. Now, let's talk about nutrition for these 3 weeks.
Oh, the nutrition, my favorite part. And if you didn't hear the sarcasm in that.
All right. Because there is going to be, I mean, we're not dieting, because the first three letters of diet are...
Die.
Die. So we don't diet, we just alter our nutritional habits to suit a specific need.
Yes.
So, what's it going to look like in block one for you, T?
Block one, well, first off, I have to make a mental... Note, let's see, tonight's actually Friday, today's actually Friday when we're recording this, people, so I actually have a party tonight, so I'm going to pig
you
out.
You didn't invite me?
It's a
I'm
birthday
kidding.
Party for Jared's wife's dad.
Yeah, glad
who
you.
You've never met, or
yeah,
you
did
meet that
I
one
met,
time.
I met
him,
he was
yeah.
a nice fellow.
Nice
I'm
fellow.
Glad I'm not but telling you. No offense to Jared, to Michelle.
Dee and I are the only non-family people going to this thing.
Got it.
I don't know how... Well, I know how we got invited because we're awesome, but that's besides the point.
Yeah!
Up top. So...
That was a high five. That
yeah.
was not a slap.
Keon wasn't hitting me.
don't though I do beat him on occasion.
I know mentally I just can't do sweets.
Okay.
I have to just bear down, sweets. And I think the only thing sweet that I will do is chocolate milk.
Okay.
I think that I'm just going to, when in doubt, down chocolate milk. No.
For me, it's going to be cutting the beer.
That was going to be my next thing, is the alcohol intake.
Yeah.
But see, this is where I then go into...
I'm cutting it down, not
cut
out.
Cut down.
Like, this is going to be... Because I usually drink 3 or 4 times a week, but not a lot. I'll have... Cause I have a
beer or two.
Because I really enjoy quality beers. Like, yeah. If you guys haven't caught on to that, I brew my own beer. I really love that kind of stuff. I'm getting my own kegging system, I'm pretty sure, for Christmas.
Yes.
Which I'm very excited about.
I'm excited as well.
So... It's going to be cutting things down, not out, for me.
Yeah.
But no, I'm going to stick to no sweets as well.
No sweets. And then the beer. And we did find out that doing hard alcohol is less calories.
Yes, but I don't enjoy it as much.
I don't enjoy it as much, but this is my logic. There's going to be a lot of drinking on this trip.
Right.
So going into you and I can hold our own with liquor right now.
Absolutely.
9 weeks of backtracking and not drinking so much to then going.
Right.
It's going to be like recovery. Like one of us is going to die.
No. Because then we just watch ourselves. It's then we're cheap drunks. Even though we're not paying for the alcohol, we don't drink as much, meaning we don't take in as many calories.
True. But I think there could be a phasing. Like we drop off now and phase.
We'll see.
Phase the alcohol.
Cause
I just don't want to get sick there, is really my thing.
I can buy that.
And I've only been sick once.
Me too.
With the intoxication, and that was purely my stupidity of I was drinking sitting down with Keon, and then stood up, and all of it hit me at one time.
Right.
And yeah.
Okay. So for the general rules, we're slowing down on alcohol and no sweets.
No sweets.
And then for me, I'm gonna slow down on. I don't eat that much bread. Which we have a podcast on bread coming up.
This week, actually.
Right, this week. So.
I think I'm going to.
I'm going to slow down. Because I don't really eat much, but I'm going to cut out as much as I can.
Yeah, I'm going to.
Yeah.
Because there's kind of a timeline. Not timeline, but time in the day. Where, like, I've heard, don't eat carbs after 7.
Right.
I've heard, don't eat it after 4. I think I'm going to do, like, I can have. Like carbs, like oatmeal, bread, because I do love sandwiches.
Uh-huh.
But not for dinner.
Right.
And not after dinner. So,
right.
Like, kind of a cut it off at 4.
Right.
Type thing, where after that, I'm not eating carbs. I'm just having, you know, vegetables, fruits, and
proteins shakes,
and
right.
dairy and stuff like
right.
that.
Yeah. For, I'm just going to skip to the week 3.
Okay.
Or block 3. I'm probably going to do... modified version. I'm probably gonna have 2 meals a day. The rest are gonna be protein shakes. That's probably what it's gonna look like for me.
See, and I almost was gonna say, do that at the beginning. Start strong.
Oh yeah.
And then work your way to it.
That could be good. That could be a really good way to go.
Is that we knock it out, go intense.
Yeah.
Right at the beginning.
So Monday. So when you guys are hearing this, we're gonna be cranky.
I think that would be the best way
yeah.
of doing it, is to do it that way.
You're absolutely right. Yeah, go for 3 hard weeks.
Go
of,
right now while we're excited about
right.
it.
And plus, then we this is actually great,
too. It
gets
us to Christmas.
It gets us through Christmas, so we're not eating Christmas cookies. We're not, oh, man. Because it's always hard for me to, like, justify not eating Christmas cookies. They only come around one time a year. But now, I have a goal. I'm like, oh, this is going to be perfect.
Yeah, that shoots us right through that.
Yeah, so, all right, so we'll start off hard. Take week 2 a little bit slower.
Yeah.
And then
do it to 3-3. And
right.
then do like 4-2.
Right. So
we're talking protein
shake
meals.
Protein shakes too.
Sorry, I kind of forget that we're recording
right.
this from time to time
right.
in our talk. But like, people, this is literally what Keon and I do when we
when
sit
we
down
want, yeah.
with a client. It's
right.
like afterwards we go and we're like, okay, so how do we want to map this out?
Right.
And we talk about it and or we do it by ourselves and kind
right.
of, but this is the verbalization of it.
And usually
the talk in our head.
It takes more time. Like Tyler and I know each other our goals
yeah.
really well. So usually we take more time with this. But this is just kind of
oh,
boom,
we,
boom, boom,
Keon and I've
we're
been
going.
Friends since high school, so I know exactly what you know, his body and strength and what works right. for him, and he knows what we're, where if we were sitting down with you, it would be an hour conversation.
Right.
You know?
It'd be, yeah.
And that's before we then afterwards would then sit down and map all of it out. So
right.
we're doing this all in one, and we've only hit 24 minutes and we're almost done.
Right. Okay. So we're going to do what? A 4-2. So four shakes to two.
Four to two.
4-2.
3-3.
3-3, and then a 4-2 again.
Then a 4-2 again.
Good. And some of those...
Well, no, a 2-4. It'd be 2-4, because it's two shakes to four meals.
Oh, you're going two shakes to four meals at the
yeah.
end?
Yeah.
I don't know. I was thinking about jumping back into it.
Going extreme again?
Well, here's what I was going to do. Is go 4-2 for the first 2 weeks, and then phase in the last week. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So I'm used to eating actual meals at the end, because... The food is going to be, like, off the hook at this. Because the way this trip works, I went to Spain with my parents through the same company. And, like, they just hook you up with so much food. So I want to be ready able to eat and able to monitor myself. I don't want to do all this hard work and just put everything back on, you know?
Yeah.
So I almost want to go 4-2 for the first block, 3-3.
Four shakes to two meals, three meals to three meals, and then...
Then 4-2 for the first 2 weeks of the first block.
Then 3-3.
Then 3-3 for the first half, and then 2-4 for the last half of the week.
Okay.
I think that's what I'm thinking, because then that allows us to, I mean, again, depending on how we, because...
It's the phase three is our wild card every time, because it's that, okay, how much of a jump do I need to now make? Because
Tyler and I know ourselves in that we sometimes will have... We're going to have off days in here.
Yeah, we're going to have off days. We're going to have off, you know, workout sessions
right.
and stuff like that.
So we're programming in a little bit of leeway in the third block.
Because that's
we know that
gotta be...
crunch time is going to come. And the fact that, like, his girlfriend is coming and we live together, it's going to be really easy to make sure that neither of us fall off the bus.
Yeah.
So the day that Tyler feels weak, I'll probably be feeling strong and vice versa. So we can hold each other accountable. So, which is, again, another really important facet to planning your training, is being so committed and having someone else who's so committed that you can't fail.
And this works out for everybody, because Jared, the guy I work out with, wants to lose weight. And so that, I'll just jump him on this program.
Right.
That'll be good. And then
I think it's yeah, the cat's out of the bag.
Danielle wants to lose some weight, which Perfect. She doesn't need to, but whatever.
Yeah, she's like...
Yeah,
she's
petite.
Tiny.
She
got a little bit of muscle.
Yeah, she just needs to bulk up a little bit in a non
she's
female tough. Way.
So, maybe whenever I do Pilates, I'll invite her to come.
Yeah,
so that because that'll help her tone up and
so,
do whatever.
I'll get her set up on something. But yeah, sweet.
Okay,
I'm so excited.
So for our overall schedule, just so you guys can see the finished product, we have three blocks of time set out for us. Set up in 3 weeks, get in 3 week blocks. Which is kind of nice. It's 3-3-3.
Yeah.
So Tyler and I's first weeks are kind of different. The first block for our workouts is kind of different. And then they start getting more and more similar as we get closer
yeah.
to the goal. So, which is again saying that as you get closer to the event, the similarity of the workout for everyone
is going to get
pretty much the same. Yeah. The workout for the last chance workout, as they call it in The Biggest Loser, looks pretty much the same for everyone.
Uh-huh.
Is high intensity and whatever. So, and then our workout, our nutrition, Tyler and I have our nutrition plans. We know about how many calories we should be eating if we want to bulk up, and about how many if we want to be cutting. So, starting today, I guess, we're going to be doing more and more protein shakes. Well, I guess not for you, but for me. More and more protein shakes.
Yeah, I would.
Fewer meals.
I'll do the four, two.
Yeah, because I already had one meal, and then it's probably going to be breakfast shake, a breakfast shake, snack shake, meal, snack shake, meal, snack shake.
Your meals, though, what are you going to be eating on your meals?
First one will probably be some light carbs and protein. The last one will be vegetables and protein.
Okay.
Yeah, and I mean, obviously, the supplements are going to stay the same, fish oils, blah 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 blah. But it's going to be, for me, tons of vegetables. And,
yeah.
I mean, what makes it easy...
You're going to have to suck that up.
What makes it easy for me is, like, I always allow myself, no matter how harsh this is, to eat as many green vegetables as possible, as I can, as I'd like, or green leafy vegetables. So spinach, lettuce, whatever, those are free for me. Okay. And I find that, because then it feels like, because protein shakes sometimes don't fill you up.
Yeah.
So I find if I, during a protein shake, I'm not full, then I down a bunch of greens, I'm set.
Weird little fact about myself is that
Tyler hates vegetables.
I hate vegetables, but that's not the word I was going to go with. Is that I've done dieting kind of my whole life, and I've done it the wrong way. So I have an extremely small stomach and an extremely small bladder.
Uh-huh.
So a protein shake with water fills me up.
Right.
But I then find out that I do get hungrier more often. So it's kind of a... My metabolism kicks up, but I can only store so much in my system.
Okay.
So I'll play around with some stuff.
Cool. So that kicks off our beginning of this. We'll talk about this more as we come. Talk about our cheat meals and all that. Because you need a cheat meal regardless, because it helps you stay sane. So we'll talk about that as we come, as things get closer. So for this week, what you can look forward to in the True Fitness Academy, we're going to be talking about things to look out for when you're training in cold weather.
Because it's getting cold.
It's getting cold. We're also going to be talking about the art of mixing up your workouts.
This is based on basically my mother. We'll just put out there. In the sense of she does the same workout for the most part every other day. And so she's not seeing the results that she would like to see. Thus... We're going to inform you how to see the results that you want to see.
Exactly.
Kind of a plateau-ish concept.
Right. All that. Then we're going to talk about signs that you're overtraining, that you're training too hard, too much. Then we're going to talk about bread on Friday.
Which is going to be the blah, 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 blah. The overtraining and the bread are going to be important because, especially with us, it's good for us to get reminded because I feel like there's high possibility of overtraining.
Absolutely. And then next week, we've already planned up next week because what we're doing is case studies. So we already have some case studies in mind. We have people who email us and say, oh, this is my stats, this is everything, can you help me out? So we picked up some of the most popular people, or not people, but popular themes.
Yeah.
So if you have a case study that you think might work out, if you think your goals might, and us helping you out with your goals might help the rest of the group, then send us an email and we can definitely consider you because we have two or three that we're for sure on and then a couple we're still bouncing back on. So we're definitely still open to people sending us stuff and us evaluating your workouts and helping you out. So, I think that's about it for this week.
That's it for today. But basically from what, if you've listened to all this, just think about, this is kind of the stuff that Keon and I do. So, you can kind of do it yourself, but having professionals do it helps a lot.
We'll pretty much do this for you on and off the air. So,
yeah,
that's kind of the cool thing about the case study.
Yeah, case study is going to be basically this kind of stuff, but pinpointed for special body types and stuff like that.
Yep. All right, Tyler, take us out. Because, yeah, you got to think of something new, right?
Board shorts.
Oh, board shorts. Kicking it off.
Board shorts.
Tropical theme. All right. Well, I hope that we've inspired you.
And I'll tell you right now, it's not tropical themed.
Oh, okay.
You can figure it out as we go through.
Okay, that's a good thing to know. So, I hope that we've inspired you. I hope that our enthusiasm for our trip has spurred something in you to go find a passion.
Find a goal. Find something you're passionate
about. Because, yeah. I mean, Tyler and I probably wouldn't have been on this plan were it not for this passionate
thing. No, not at all.
So, we will talk to you tomorrow, and I hope you guys kick off this week with something great. Peace.
Later.